mission is to provide this service because we know there's going to be need for it going forward. For education, communications, working from home, that's a big thing now. And that's going to continue to be a big thing. Since the COVID, we've tried to hire employees who didn't choose to work for us. It's becoming more challenging because they want to work remotely, especially the younger generation. And that goes for all industries. So if we have an area that doesn't have adequate internet service to facilitate that, to allow that, then we're going to be limited in who's going to move here. The benefit with us, White River, compared to other co-ops, is that a lot of co-ops headquarters out in the middle of nowhere. At least we have lakes and beautiful area, recreation, and everything. That's what we have going for us. But if they have high-speed internet, okay, that's going to make it us more competitive in hiring qualified employees from outside or within or anywhere. So it's not just, hey, we're going to offer this service, but the indirect impact and benefit with what it's going to do with our competitors, because quite frankly, I mean, they, like I said, it, for what they're paying, what people are paying around here for that lack of service, I mean, it's not even minimal. Anything 25 megabits per second, you can really only stream one device on that.
What was the original, whenever we had that meeting there, mm-hmm. the original ask was?
Five.
Well, and I'm talking about, out of all the counties involved, you guys were going for a certain grant that was $120 million, mm-hmm. and you guys needed, was it $10 million to get to that?
We were trying to get to a minimum of 10. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so I'm assuming it's all public. Stone County, they committed?
4.3.
And then how much
minimum
of Ozark?
At this point.
And Ozark County committed?
One.
And then Christian County was there. We were there. Who else was there? Who else? What other counties do you guys serve?
Christian.
Douglas.
Stone. Douglas was not present. They are in support of the project. I have a letter of their support. But they had some repairs and things that they had to do at their courthouse. They had a lot less funds allocated to their county, so they didn't have anything by way of monetary contribution at this time.
That's probably true of Ozark, too. I can't imagine Ozark County getting the funds that... mm-hmm. like.
Dana. Yeah, I think their full allocation was 1.7.
With that being said, they don't have... With that comes more expenses and more needs. I mean, they're all hand in hand, right?
Mm-hmm. So...
So essentially, we've committed $1 million, and the ask is more than $1 million.
Yes.
We've discussed $1 million. We've not voted on $1 million. We've discussed and come to in the beginning.
Correct.
I want to understand something. I'm going to use, like a presiding commissioner, Elis, in... The far end of Pro Tem, by the lake. Your phone service is bad now, but this won't help the phone service in any way, right?
Not cellular service.
Not. So, computer, can you use a computer there? I'm trying to see how it will help those in this area.
You have internet access through a computer.
Yeah.
Or Wi-Fi through your...
The Wi-Fi is very poor.
Okay. The internet is poor. Your Wi-Fi...
In an indirect way, over time, it will help. Because if there's fiber out in those areas, then the cellular companies will look to adding either to... or adding towers and things like that. I mean, that's part of the reason, I mean, there's not cellular towers being deployed or built because, you know, it's cost, the cost of getting fiber. Because everything is backhaul on fiber.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So say your cell tower, the information to get from tower to tower is done via fiber, not necessarily air.
It, to an extent, yes, it goes air, but eventually it has to go back on fiber, on the network.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it indirectly could benefit because it makes it more affordable for cellular companies to come out and put in towers.
Yeah, sure. I mean, to them, it's, you know, they need electric. They also need fiber to make those connections to those towers. Absolutely.
And then there has to be a need.
Right.
There has to be a population density for it to serve.
Absolutely.
So if there's no population density, like you said earlier, no company, for-profit company, is going to go out there and put in the infrastructure without the return.
Yeah. So the voice service that we offer, okay, it would be through the Wi-Fi so you can connect your phone to it. And instead of going like a landline, just goes over copper. And then there's some fiber, whatever. But this is fiber all the way. Okay, the difference is that you're connecting to your router, your Wi-Fi, on your cell phone, and then it could go back through the internet.
It'd be a Wi-Fi phone call through your phone. So it would not be cellular through your phone. So you would have better service at your home on your cell phone. You would not have better service outside of the range of your Wi-Fi.
Right. Until there's a tower or, yes. But you also have the bandwidth to do virtual meetings over the computer, which is a big growing need right now. That's how we conduct all our meetings, you know, really, with our vendors and our consultants and who we do business with, you know, across the nation. We just have virtual meetings and jump up, so.
Well, that could be the same for those packets, for school packets. And as you said, anybody coming in and working from home.
I can't imagine a school not supporting it. Just what you were alluding to was you know, there are the times of the pandemic where they couldn't deliver that classroom virtually when everybody was home.
So when you say the schools are supported, have you guys asked the schools for any money?
No.
And whenever you talk about the infrastructure and the fees and everything, the taxes that you guys would be paying based on the fiber, the county receives none of that. That all goes to the majority of the schools.
The schools, 80% of it go to your schools.
So I'm just saying that from the standpoint of if the schools are supporting it, do they have any skin in the game as well? Or have you guys even asked the schools?
There hasn't been an ask at this point. Even anything over and above the $10 million, we would welcome. When we first evaluated this project, it was $232 million, and just with inflation, I mean, we've seen $250 million. So more money from schools would just help to support the project over and above this ask.
Yeah. But have you come to the $10 million yet?
No.
So the schools maybe could help bring it to the $10 million because their main concern would be the children and education of the children. Yes. I thought that was a good point.
Yeah. However, the schools, I would think, will look at it and how it specifically benefits the schools, you know, online education, things like that. But this is going to have an impact for economic growth, for all citizens who really don't care, might not care what the schools get funded. You know, so this is a service that we believe that's going to drive economic development, okay? Because now that is the need going forward because of everything being online or cloud-based. Businesses, we're not even talking about businesses, the numbers that we're talking about. And the original plan was the commitment to our members first, and then eventually, you know, we'll go to non-members. Obviously, you represent our members and our non-members. But our plan is to move forward to hit some of these non-member areas, because really that's the only way we're going to make this whole project feasible and sustainable going forward. On top of the benefits of added employment, like I said earlier, I mean, we're looking at least 40 to 50 new jobs in over 5 years. And so...
Well, and it supports workforce development in the other industries, as well as the housing market. The Tri-Lakes Board of Realtors, for example, there's a letter in there in the conversation that I've had with them. Is one of the first things that people ask when they're looking for a home here or looking to move out of the area or try to stay in the area is if there is a reliable internet option. So that's a hurdle that they face there. I've talked with multiple just general business entities that have issues running a credit card machine even. Healthcare facilities in some of our outer line areas that can't pull medical records. So I think it will have an impact on all of the homes and businesses around the county, not just the schools.
Of course, I was mainly looking on the Far East, thinking about how they don't have communication now. Like, you can't even call 911 from certain areas to get over. If you call 911, you're going to hit Arkansas. That's Batower, so. But then it just come to me. Recently, we had someone build on 125 of Walnut Shade up there, and you know that's high. So you think, if you got high, you should get. And they thought where they were building the new home and going to have an office for a company that's out of state, they were going to work there. They were sure that they would have the service there. It was on the internet for the. And they didn't have. They had to clear some trees or something. What?
Probably for wireless internet.
That's probably a point to point.
Well, and something that we've seen in the process of this project is a lot of companies report 477 data. So if they serve one home in an area, they can report that they serve the whole area. That is something that's being fought at a federal level right now. A lot of money is often allocated on those maps, but just to your point, ma'am, it just shows the lack of actual service versus what is reported, even in those areas that's showing that there is something viable.
I wish we'd thought and had Mark stay. Maybe he's listening.
For the purpose of...